Well, happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome to Live Local Radio. This is your host, David Keyes. I have a studio full of smiling faces right now and one kind of dented little mouth, but that's okay. He still looks pretty darn good. You are finding me live on 97.1 FM all over North Idaho, and this also streams on NorthIdahoRadio.com, so it's kind of like a podcast and a radio show all in one. Wouldn't that be right, Tag?
That is correct. That you is nailed correct. It.
So you hear this deep baritone hiding behind the bulletproof glass over there. Thanks, Tag, for all your help. Thanks for trying to make me sound better than I really, really am. I hope you're all having a great day today. We've got a jam-packed show today, literally and physically right now. We got surrounded. This is awesome. But it's a busy week coming up for a lot of us. I won't be here next Wednesday. Tag already knows. I've got a note, so we're good there. But we're kicking off our district conference for Rotary International. We're going to have visitors from British Columbia, Washington, Idaho, and Montana here, probably 200 or so of them, and making their way through town. They'll be at the Panada. We'll be at the Columbia Bank Building. We'll be at Matchwood. We'll be at Hartwood Center, all over the place, all sorts of fun stuff going on. There'll be a pub crawl downtown. You're going to see a lot of Rotarians, so say hi to them. They don't bite, most of them anyway. Good news is about a third of the attendees are from Canada. So that was a pull because gosh only knows, you know, not too many Canadians coming down this side of the border. But we're doing really well with that. And they're excited to be to see Sandpoint again. And almost all of them have been here before. So we're looking forward to that. So quickly, I've got Leilani Williams from 7B Media and the DSBA here shortly. And then after that, we hope Kaylee from the City of Ponderay will be coming into the studio. And then we've got Willie from the Leadership Sandpoint class talking about a trivia night coming up on May 2nd. One question might be, and I'm looking at Leilani, wonder who the first president was at Leadership Sandpoint and what year that was. What do you think it would be?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Sandpoint's been around a long time. You. David
what?
Keyes?
Good guess.
I know,
that? Yeah,
right?
You're so smart. My goodness.
Well,
my.
You did tell me that you are any of your, what do you call it? Your
those are called photographs.
Yeah, your local photographs are all black and white. Thank you.
Well, yeah, that's kind of an old joke. I think those are Tag's photos up on the wall here, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got a thumbs up on that for sure.
Those are incredible.
So, well, anyway, I want to welcome you to the studio.
Thank you.
And I want to just jump right into it because you have a lot going on right
now. I do have a lot going on. Spring Fling is just a couple of days away, Saturday, April 25th. Kickoff it is 11. We're going to be hanging out at Sotheby's, Tomlinson Sotheby's on 5th Avenue, and with Ponderay Winery as a partnership. There's going to be lots of prizes, lots of fun, some snacks and sips, and you'll get your passport for the day and all the different shops and bars and restaurants and places will be open and asking you to come in and get to know your community, get to know the people downtown.
This weekend.
That's this weekend, Saturday.
And you know what happens? This show rebroadcasts on Saturday too. So for some people listening
awesome.
To this, it's a couple days away, and other people, it's going on right now.
Right. Oh, that's fabulous. Then, you know, kickoff is at 11. It's from 11 to 1. There'll be passports, I call them, for you to grab at Tomlinson Sotheby's and also at Carousel Emporium in the Bridge and Connie's and Barrel 33. Connie's is going to be our end all at 6 p.m. You have to be present to win. And also at Barrel 33 at 6:30. So there's two grand prizes, which I think is great. And I'm going to give you a little bit of background on the grand prizes.
Oh, please do.
We pulled together $500 in gift cards for both grand prizes from all of our businesses. So you're going to have a mixture of shops and you're going to have a mixture of restaurants and bars and just like fun stuff to actually come downtown and enjoy. And then this year, we are partnering with Send Me on Vacation, which is with my girl Heidi. And she's here with me today to give you a little bit, tell you a little bit about how and why Send Me on Vacation is partnering with us. So, Heidi, I'm going to throw it to you. If you could just tell us a little bit about why you are the vice president of Send Me on Vacation.
Yeah.
And then tell me what they're going to win with you.
Yes, great. Thank you, Leilani. This is an incredible opportunity because honestly, I'm a breast cancer survivor myself, and I see that we need a lot of support for our local survivors. I have been working with Send Me on Vacation, which is a nonprofit that sends breast cancer survivors on vacation throughout the world for over 10 years now. And I have completely fallen in love with the dynamics of it. This is an incredible organization that not just takes women out of their comfort zone into an ability to learn and grow and heal with other survivors, but you can also take a vacation with their family. So we've been able to grow so much over the years, and our vacations are very specific now. What we're doing with the Spring Fling is we're going to be sending two winners on a 7-day stay from one of our sponsors, Grand Pacific Resorts, and they generously donated 8 days, 7 nights to a resort, 5 different resort locations, and you get to choose. And you can take your family with you.
That is amazing.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
And for these ones, you don't have to be a breast cancer survivor because they've donated it to us to help with get the word out about
That's right.
you, right?
That's right. You do not have to be a breast cancer survivor, but we
for
are
these two.
Partnering with you and with our community because we want to show and share that there is support for our breast cancers here in Sandpoint.
Well, that's awesome. It really is. And, you know, you never know when cancer will strike a family, for sure.
That's right.
And then it's nice that you're there to help support that mm-hmm. way, for sure.
Absolutely. So. It is definitely my purpose, and I'm very happy.
Well,
I'm very
it's
happy
good to have
to
a
that.
Guiding North Star that way, and I can tell you're passionate about it, too. So.
And it's actually a personal thing. I'm a breast cancer survivor 2 times now.
Wow.
I'm still going through my journey, but I know God is good, and he's getting me through this. And honestly, for my healing, it's the best to help and support.
Yeah, you're here for a reason to help other people along
right.
on that journey, too. So I'm glad. Glad you're here.
I am too. Yeah. So the other thing that we're doing is we also have from 106.7 Max FM, they've given us a pair of VIP passes to the Knitting Factory.
And they're right over there, by the way.
I know.
Yeah,
we're right down the hall from them. And so we're really excited about our partnerships. We also, if you haven't seen In Go Sandpoint, they have a nice little write-up on the Spring Fling in their events and also have a beautiful write-up about what the Downtown Business Association does and why we exist in Sandpoint's Best Lifestyle with Jessica Kimball. We love that young lady.
Oh, Jess does a great job with that too. And so maybe in a sentence or two, tell us what the DSBA really does. I think people just use that as a term anymore. They really don't know exactly what
the
mechanics are.
The DSBA was brought to fruition Downtown Sandpoint Business Association. Because back in the day, it was you had to pay for a percentage of your stuff to, you know, be a part of it. And people were like, I don't want to pay more taxes. And so it went away. And then the group came along and they kind of put themselves together. And they did it in a way where everybody was volunteering, but there was always that 2 or 3 people that did all the work.
Same people.
Yes. Yep. And so about 6 years ago, they asked me, I was one of the volunteers, but they asked me, you know, would you be willing to, if we could pay you some? And I said, sure. And I've been part of it and loved it ever since. So it really brings the community together. If there's something that's going on with the city, I try to get involved in those things and bring everybody together. This next meeting that we have, it'll be Tuesday at Marigold in the Big Room at 8 a.m. I have Rob coming from Lost in the 50s to help with some of the restaurants and how to get involved in things. So I make sure that we're constantly bringing in different types of businesses and also just collaborating together as
right.
much as we can.
We've always had a pretty dynamic downtown, but you need that one linchpin, that one person really to kind of organize everybody else because everybody is so busy doing their own thing.
Absolutely.
And all of a sudden, whoops, now it's Lost in the 50s. Whoops, now it's the 4th of July. How'd that come up so fast? Or Crazy Days or whatever else.
Yeah.
But you've done a great job with that. And I think
Thank
that
you.
The people are recognizing, especially with the contests that you've been having, Spring Fling and the different
yes.
ones that you've done, I think that really reminds people how vibrant the downtown part is because sometimes, you know, with modern technology, we're doing the Amazon stuff, we're doing all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
We forget
we
that how important the downtown business core really is and how unique it is and how beautiful it is. It's like a Norman Rockwell painting. It truly is downtown and
it really
all
is.
Year long.
So, I agree.
Yeah. Well, Leilani, thank you guys for coming today. I appreciate it. And if we want more information about Spring Fling, where do we find it?
You can go on to sandpointdowntownshopping.com or you can check out our Facebook at sandpointshopping.com as well, or at sandpointshopping.
Perfect. That's it. Close enough. It's, close. It's hard people driving anyway. They, we don't want them texting it. It's not a good.
If you pull up the Jessica's magazine at Sandpoint's Best Life, there's a QR code. You can go on our website.
Very, very, easy. Very good. Very good. And to follow up with you, how do we find more information about your program?
Absolutely. Go to sendmeonvacation.org.
Sendmeonvacation.org. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. And thanks for the all the cute kids that are in here, too. I think we're overdosing on cute kids right now. But
They're pretty handsome.
So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have Willie from Leadership Sandpoint coming in, talking about trivia contest coming up, I think, on May 2nd. So that's right away, too. We're all going to be busy this summer, for sure, as we roll into it. But let's do this. Tag, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll say hi to Willie.
Do you want safe, efficient excavation without the damage? Call Vandenberg Hydro Excavation, your local experts in storm drain cleaning, culvert jetting, and underground utility locating. Vandenberg Hydro Excavation high-pressure water and powerful vac systems get the job done right. No mess, no guesswork. Safe, efficient digging without the damage. Serving Sandpoint and surrounding areas across Idaho, Montana, and Washington. Find out more information online at vhexcavation.com.
The RV Expo Sale is back
at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center.
Happening today through this Sunday. The largest RV show of the entire year. With seven of the biggest dealers battling it out. Come rain or shine. Because this RV Expo is indoors and out. Happening today through this Sunday
at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center.
For the first time in decades. Seven RV dealers, including Tiny Homes, fighting for your business. New and used.
Yes.
A huge selection of used and new. Travel trailers to motorhomes. Truck campers to toy haulers. This is the biggest sale of the year. Free parking and free admission with manufacturers and banks on site.
Huge factory rebates.
And special credit financing from national and local lenders. This is the biggest sale of the year. Every brand,
every model,
and every floor plan on full display at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Brinkley, Newmar, Tiffin, Alliance, Jayco, Airstream, Grand Design, Forest River, Keystone, Thor, Tiny Homes, and Outdoor RV Manufacturing. Happening today through this Sunday.
Learn more at RVExposale.com.
If you develop land, you know the frustration. The lot that won't perk. The soil that stops a good project in its tracks. Before you walk away, call EcoJohn. Our discharge-free wastewater evaporation systems can open up properties traditional septic systems can't handle, giving developers and investors a new path forward. No mound systems, no drain field, no sewer. More buildable lots, fewer surprises, better returns. Septic John by EcoJohn. Build where others can't. Visit SepticJohn.com or call EcoJohn today to learn more.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter. News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. I am so glad you're along for the ride today. What a beautiful Thursday. A little bit of rain, a little bit of snow mix there for a while. I hate even to say that, but I went home for a moment and I see dandelions springing up in my yard. So I think we have turned the corner for sure. And speaking of turning the corner and things to do, I have a special guest here. I've got Willie Woody Zeuler. No, my gosh. Woody Sailor. Woody Sailor.
You got it.
Woody got Zeuler, it, man. Yes. I got the witty part down. The sailor part didn't quite flow like I should
I'm
have.
I'm used to it. Don't worry.
But I am so glad that you are here because you drew the short straw with the Sandpoint Leadership class to talk about a trivia event you have coming up like right away, May 2nd.
Yeah, right? Next Saturday.
It's coming right up. So do me a favor. Let us know, one, what it's all about.
Yeah.
And then two, how do you sign up to be the trivia people?
Yeah, absolutely.
And welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, thank you. No, thanks for having me. I'm excited to get to talk to you about this and spread the word. It is a local history trivia night, but it's also so much more. And so that's what I wanted to make sure everyone understands. It's really, we're throwing a big old party for the whole community. So everybody's welcome. Bring your kids, bring your family. The main event is local history trivia. And yet, like I said, we have food trucks, we've got games going, we've got live music, and we're going to have, you know, exhibits for kids to be playing. The kids are free. I'll get to tickets and all that later, but you can bring kids under 12 are free. And I should give you some of the details here.
Let's do that. That's why you're here.
It's exactly. It's next Saturday, as we said. So May 2nd, 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And it's out at the Ag Center. I feel like people shorten it to Ag Center, but
you know,
it's the,
I don't even know if most people have been out there. Have you been out there?
So I hadn't until we set up this event, and I went out there, and it was amazing.
Isn't it cool?
And so I feel like if you haven't had an excuse to go out there, anyone listening, this is a perfect excuse. Come see this place. It's a beautiful venue.
Plenty of parking, all that good stuff.
Plenty of parking. Yeah. So I say Ag Center. It's called the Sandpoint Organic Agricultural Center, if you look it up, or I see it shortened to SOAC sometimes. And it's out on North Boyer. It's just basically right across from where Schweitzer Cutoff hits Boyer. And so if you look it up, you'll find your way. It's not far. And so, yeah, this is a great excuse to come out. And like I said, it's a big, beautiful space. We'll have lawn games going and music and food trucks. Music, by the way, by Justin Priest is going to be out there playing. I see you nodding your head. If that sounds familiar to anyone, he's a locally raised guy here. He's based out of Spokane now, but he's coming up for this. And if it sounds familiar, he opened for Blues Traveler at the festival recently. Yeah. So he's going to be there playing music. We've got the library and Kinnexie Land Trust and others are coming out to have some hands-on learning experiences for kids. So they'll be kept busy. And then, yeah, local history trivia. And I haven't even mentioned this yet, but this is being put on by Leadership Sandpoint, which if you're curious, I'd love to talk more about that. But it's all in benefit of the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. So this is a fundraiser event.
Yeah, well, isn't that great? I mean, and I'm so glad to see the leadership class has started adopting some kind of nonprofit.
Exactly.
And you guys really hit it out of the park with this one too. And what a great experience. That class has been really good. I'm gathering.
So the class, it's put on by the Chamber of Commerce every year. It's a year-long program. They take local leaders in development. They teach us all kinds of great stuff. They take us around the town to just get in, you know, more engaged with the community. And then every year we get to select a nonprofit to run a fundraising campaign for. And so we selected the Historical Society and Museum because honestly, we were just so moved by the work. They gave us a tour of the building.
Yeah, like your first class, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was one of our first classes. Yeah. And it was kind of eye-opening because, you know, the museum's over there at the park, you know, behind Memorial. I've always known it's there. But once you kind of dig into it, you realize, wow, this is really important work they're doing. And these are just really cool, really passionate people. Like maybe you know, I don't know if everyone knows, I was surprised to learn they have over 400,000 historical objects in their archives there. And so they kind of made it clear to us, you know, without proper funding, some of these things are fading. They're kind of like disintegrating. And so we just jumped in and said, hey, we can maybe get the community to rally around this, raise some money so that they can get some proper storage materials. I mean, it sounds basic, like they need specific kinds of boxes that don't, you know, decolorize things or cause rust and all of that. And so they helped us, you know, set a goal. And we've been spending the last couple months going around the community talking about this. And we've got some really cool sponsors. If I could just shout out real quick.
Do it.
Bonner General Health jumped in right away. Idaho Forest Group, 113 Main. Those are some big ones. And so I just want to say thanks to them and a whole bunch of other local businesses. But now with this local history trivia night, it's time for the whole community to get involved. So if you come out, you buy a ticket, you play the raffle, do the other things we're going to be doing there. All that money is going to the museum to make sure that these objects can stick around for generations.
And is this the end of the class too? Is this the end of it now? Is this your final
pretty
like
much,
hurrah?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Yeah. The cool thing about Leadership Sandpoint, by the way, is it's a 2-year commitment. And next year, myself and everyone else will be teaching the next cohort. So there'll be a whole new class will come in next year, but we'll be the facilitator. So right now we've got last year's class kind of walking us through it. So little plug for Leadership Sandpoint.
Well, no, that's a great plug for it too. And going back in history a little bit here,
yeah,
you have a little history in this town, don't you?
I have history in this building. Yeah. Yeah. My dad, Bob Witte, he worked in this station for my whole life. So he, you know,
most handsome guy to ever sit behind this microphone. Just so you know.
Okay, I don't know. You guys can duke that out. No, he has a lot of kind words to say about you and what you've been doing with the local hour. But I will say the building's changed a lot, but it always feels a little bit like coming home because I literally grew up in here. And I was on the radio as a kid. Whenever my dad needed a kid's voice for an ad or something, I was in the booth. So yeah.
And you have some of that going on now too, in a more modern way, don't you, with podcasts and some things going on?
Yeah, sure.
Why don't you share that with us?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Personally, I work for a nonprofit called Road Trip Nation, and it's one part media, one part education. The media part, we actually have a long running documentary series on PBS. So, what we do is we take young people on road trips across the country, and they get to explore different career possibilities and do interviews with folks in different careers and just kind of figure out, you know, what they want to do with their lives. And so we make that show, and then all of that content, it goes into classrooms. So when young kids are working with their counselors or whoever else trying to figure out what they want to do, they get to actually watch Road Trip Nation interviews and see what it's like.
So it's on demand then? So if a teacher says we're going to talk about X, Y, or Z,
yeah,
they download it?
And yeah, they can watch all our documentaries on roadtripnation.com, and we have curriculum and educational programs that we create that counselors use.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you didn't live here for a while. You moved back here,
that's
apparently.
That's right. So. Well, when I graduated from Sandpoint High School, I moved to California.
What year was that?
03.
03. Okay.
Yeah. And I had a dream of working in video production, and I got to get on a whole bunch of cool movie sets and whatnot. Eventually found an internship at Road Trip Nation, and that was 18 years ago.
So it was going before you showed up. So it's been around a while.
It's been around for almost 25 years now. Yeah, and 18 of those I've been there. So once I found my way in, I thought, you know what, I'll work here forever.
It grew up with you, apparently.
It really did. Awesome. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And so you can be remote.
I can be remote. Ever since the pandemic, we figured out how to do that. And as soon as I could, I moved back to Sandpoint.
Yeah. Well, I think one of these times we need to spend some more time together just to talk about your fun story that way.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Good seeing you. And thanks for all you're doing. So if a person wants to know more about Trivia Night and all that, where do they find it?
They can find it, I would say, two things. One, go to the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce website. You'll see a tab called Events, and you'll see it right there, Local History Trivia Night. The other way is to find Leadership Sandpoint on social media. So we have a Facebook, we have an Instagram, and right there we have the link that'll send you straight to more information and tickets.
Very active group, it looks like to me. I was flocked, I think I told you.
The flamingos? Yeah, we've got flamingos going all over town.
I think it's fun.
By the way, the flamingos, that's part of the fundraiser for the museum. So yeah, we're just doing everything we can.
Well, what a great class. How many people are in the class?
I think it's about 18 to 20 every year. And so it's 18 volunteers that are just giving it their all to try and raise money for the museum right now. And we're just all trying to put on, like I said, a big party next Saturday.
So I
hope everyone comes out.
I hope they do too. It sounds like a lot of fun. It really does. Willie, thank you for your time today. It's been great spending time with you. And if our guest is not here after the break, I'd like to talk to you some more.
Sounds good.
But I think I see some people hanging out there, so we'll do that. So again, thanks for your time. And when we come back, we might be talking about the city of Ponderay, or we're going to talk to Willie a little bit more. So we'll catch you after the break.
Thanks.
Rick Springfield on August 8th in Sandpoint, Idaho. Don't miss Rick Springfield at the festival at Sandpoint, August 8th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at festivalatsandpoint.com.
When it's time to hit the road, let Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenai get your pickup ready for everything you have planned. Squeaky's offers custom truck accessories like WeatherTech mats, bed covers, receiver hitches, gooseneck hitches, and fifth wheel hitches. So, no matter what you plan on hauling this season, Squeaky's is the place to go. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenai.
With fire season around the corner, now's the time to take a hard look at your property. Acre Enterprises is a third-generation, locally owned logging company helping North Idaho landowners reduce fire risk, improve forest health, and even generate income from their timber. We specialize in selective logging for 10 acres or more, not clear cutting, so your land looks better when we're done. Honest work, real results. Call Ruben today for a free property walkthrough. More info, acreforestry.com.
Let's go outside. Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture, inviting you to a great way to indulge yourself at home. Sandpoint Furniture carries a line of furniture called Bitterroot Outdoor, made by the Amish over in St. Ignatius, Montana. Each piece of Bitterroot Outdoor is designed and built with a polytough material with a 20-year warranty that'll stand up to all types of weather without the hassle of covering or maintenance. So Sandpoint Furniture and Bitterroot Outdoor encourage you to get outside and enjoy dinner on the patio or just relax in your deck. We've been making your house a home for 80 years.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg's Lost Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise Foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Spring means kitten and puppy season, and you can help save lives with Better Together Animal Alliance through BTAA's foster program. Thousands of animals get the extra care they need before finding their new homes. Kittens and puppies to nursing moms, post-surgery pets, and animals needing a break from the shelter. Fostering lets vulnerable animals thrive. Not ready to adopt? Fostering is the perfect way to help. And BTAA provides food, supplies, and medical care. Learn more and sign up today at BetterTogetherAnimalAlliance.org.
News Talk 97.1 KSBT KBFI.
Well, welcome back to Live Local Radio and the City of Ponderay Day on the air today. We've got the mayor. That doesn't happen very often. Welcome, Steve. Good seeing you.
Great to be here. Thanks.
And we've got Kaylee here who's running the show, really, but we're not going to talk about that too much.
She is.
So if you want to get a little closer to your microphone there, that'd be great. Anyway, I'm glad to see both of you. City of Ponderay, you know, you keep seeing all these studies. That was one of the fastest growing percentage-wise towns in Idaho. And finally now, the taxing's starting to kind of get dialed in a little bit more with these big box stores out there and all that. But to see that the 1% pass again out there, what a great coup that was for everything we're talking about. True?
It is. Very true. It's really going to help continue the projects that we've started. And we're looking forward to the next 10 years and what we can do with all those funds coming into our community.
Right. And I imagine there's one or two people out there who haven't been out to the Field of Dreams, because that's really the most measurable thing. I know there's some stuff going on with access to the water and some other, you know, projects going on for sure. And then Black Rock, we'll talk about that here in a second too. But describe what you see when you go out to the Field of Dreams now. To me, it's amazing. I referee soccer, so I'm out there quite a bit with the soccer high school teams and different groups. But what I see there are families, and families that are landing somewhere there. And I also see them filtering out to your businesses in Ponderay, in the, you know, Wendy's.
Right.
They stay at the hotels right there, the new hotel, basically a new hotel, Spring Hill. And all of that kind of flows into your economy here, I would think.
It is. You know, it's been an amazing asset that our city's been able to pull off thanks to the community behind us supporting that tax. And it is all about the families and getting them together, having great opportunities, healthy things for them to do to get out there. And we're just looking forward to continuing to grow that facility and make it an amazing asset for the entire community to bring that family and that friendship together with everybody out there.
You bet. The little city with the big future is alive and well,
it
for
is.
Sure. I'm going to take just a quick break for 1 second, though, and go back in history. So Ponderay area was kind of a blue-collar, hard-working town, small town. And so there's a smelter out there.
Right.
So tell me more about Black Rock. I think people hear about Black Rock and there's like a golf place in Coeur d'Alene called Black Rock too, not to be confused.
Sure.
But tell me what some big project going on out there to make it accessible, where it's been accessible before, but maybe not as safe as you would have liked.
That is true. And, you know, I'm going to refer to Kaylee on this because she's the mastermind behind this. It's brought all this together and worked several years on this. So
it's not an easy lift, is it, Kaylee?
On that.
It's yeah, been thank quite you, the project, yes.
Yeah, I know it's been kicked around with DEQ forever and some different people, and you have kind of one hero in there who's always kind of keeps bringing it back, it seems like, and finally it landed, and I'm so glad to hear that. So tell the audience, what BlackRock is, you know, how it got there, and then what the plan is.
Sure. In the early 1900s, there was a smelter and refining company that was assembled out there. It only operated really for about 2 years over a several-year period, but really the results that it left are sustaining. And so in that soil out there, we have very high lead contamination levels, about 150 times the recommended exposure for children. And BlackRock itself, which has always been kind of an iconic recreation place for the community, is actually a smelter pile with the remains. So in that area, there's currently some historical features. There's a old rockery wall. There's an old foundation. There's some railroad tracks. And our project is designed around those so that we can keep those in place. But it will result in a clean, contamination-free site. So in order to do that, they had to clear all the vegetation out there. So that's been happening over the last couple of weeks. They're down there working. They'll have to dig a large repository, and that repository will be lined by a geotextile fabric that does not allow water to permeate it. All the contaminated materials will be put inside of that and wrapped sort of like a burrito and then buried under 12 feet of clean material. And then BlackRock itself is receiving a concrete cap that will just go over the top. It'll be a slab over the top to kind of provide that separation, but still keep the icon in the area. And it'll have a railing put up around it, so it'll be more like a scenic outlook point.
Wow.
And then there's trail systems that are being built throughout the site that will walk people past all the other historical features, and signage will be placed out there to talk about the history of each of those things and what they used to be.
Well, I think that's great. And anybody who's walked the Ponderay Bay Trail, especially that part of it, you know, you see the signage out there, so you kind of get a taste of things. But BlackRock being BlackRock, again, I have a father-in-law who grew up in Ponderay, so he knows the whole story about that. That's a fishing hole. That's a place where people go. It's pretty easy to park there and kind of go across to get there. So the future really is to make it more of an attraction, but a safe attraction, but also maybe looking back on history and reminding people that here's what it was before.
Exactly.
Yeah, great.
Yes, we want to keep the history of the site. We're even going so far as to make sure that when they reseed that they're putting the lupins back out there, because that's kind of iconic for the area. People go out and take photos there all the time. And it will extend the Bay Trail slightly as well. There's a breakwater piece of it that will go between the lake and BlackRock itself to stop the wave action from hitting it and breaking off pieces. Lead isn't water soluble, so it's not contaminating the water, but it still is flakes of that material that people can touch and hold. So that will wrap around and connect back into the north side of BlackRock, extending the trail slightly.
Perfect, perfect. And who's paying for this?
It's a variety of sources. So we received an $800,000 EPA Brownfields multi-purpose grant. We were in the first round that they ever offered that grant of approvals, so that was pretty cool. And then because inflation has brought the costs up so much since that grant was awarded, DEQ has been helpful, and they've come up with two other pockets of money. Some of it will be coming out of the state ARPA funding, some of it will be coming out of the bill funding, and that will finish the project for the most part. The city will supplement with a little bit of impact fee money to just finish the last piece of that trail extension.
Wow. So that's a win-win that way for sure. There's been money available, had to apply for it, had to have your ducks in a row first to get it all ready to go. And then now it's ready to go. So tell us this, when does that happen? What will people notice a change on that part of the trail, I'm guessing? Tell us all about that, Kaylee.
Sure. We are going to see some intermittent closures down there on the trail throughout the summer. That's so that they can haul up there, because that's the only route to get materials in and out of the site. So those days that are heavy hauling, there will be trail closures. We'll have signage up, and we also have information on our website about that. But as you come to the end of the trail now, there's construction fencing blocking people's access to that part of the area. And so you can see it a little bit, but primarily from the water, and people will notice that the site will be completely stripped of vegetation. That's, like I said, so they can get to all the soils that are underneath the trees and things that are existing there and clean up all the contamination.
You bet.
And we were hoping to build it all this summer before August. But unfortunately, as soon as we got our last ducks in a row,
the water started coming up quickly and we weren't able to complete the stuff that has to be done below the high water mark. So that will result in us having to come back and complete that last piece at the end of the year once it freezes and the water drops down.
Right. So I'm guessing most people park and then walk down the trail, you know, by the seasons and all that kind of stuff. So if you're doing that, coming in that way, you still have a pretty good hike, though, right? And that part will still be open. That access will still be good up until where it breaks off when people illegally go across the train tracks. Is that kind of where we're talking? Is kind of the stopping
point? Yeah,
it's at
the end of the trail, kind of in the area where the gate used to exist.
Okay.
They've blocked that off. And some of the days the trail will not be accessible at all. Like I said, when they're hauling down there, it won't be accessible at all. The good news is that if we were doing the breakwater this time of year, we would have had to have 450 loads in dump trucks travel down that trail, which would have resulted in quite a few closures during the summer season when everybody wants to use it. There will still be some material that has to be trucked into the site, some soils and things, but it'll be much less than we had anticipated. And then during the winter months, the bulk of that heavy hauling will happen after the trail is frozen, so there'll be less damage to it. And then, of course, on our way out, we'll be sprucing up the trail to make sure it's left in good condition.
Good. That sounds like a good plan. So will there be starting and stopping times then, some certain dates when it will be open when they're not hauling in, and other dates when they are hauling and it's closed?
So we're updating our website weekly with the anticipated closures for the weeks. So they have to provide me with a schedule that says which days they're going to be hauling so we can get that information out to the public ahead of time. So we're going to close it as minimally as possible. And that's the best way we've found to do it, is just on a week-by-week basis, because you know construction projects, they're ever-changing.
Right. And that's the City of Ponderay's website?
Yes, the City of Ponderay's website. If you go to News and Events, there is a drop-down for the Bay Trail closures, and that's updated weekly.
Well, how about that? I think that's, again, a good step in the right direction, Mayor. I mean, that's I think you've probably heard that from people over the years, and especially being from there, you know, I think that you are making it safer for more people, too. And also, I love the idea of looking back on the past and sharing that story, even though it's, 2 years, that's all it took to make that much of damage. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? But that's part of the history of Ponderay. I mean, we know stories about old hotels that used to be there right behind my father-in-law's house. I mean, we hear these stories, and I just think it's incumbent on us to all to share those histories, and I'm glad you're doing that.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to preserve the history and show people, you know, what this became.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a quick break. Would you guys mind staying after for the next section? I would like to talk to you a little bit more about Ponderay. Again, it's the little city with a big future. It seems to resonate still. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about the future of the Field of Dreams and kind of where we're going with that. So we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk with Mayor Geiger and the wonderful Kaylee. And we'll talk all about the City of Ponderay.
Spring is here. It's time to get your vehicle in tip-top shape. Start by calling Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, to get that cracked or broken windshield replaced. They're familiar with most insurance companies, so they'll be able to handle the paperwork quickly and efficiently. Their technicians are certified, and they abide by the Auto Glass Safety Council standards. From rock chip repairs to complete windshield replacement, Specialty Auto Glass is the place to go. Visit them just off Highway 95 in Ponderay. Specialty Auto Glass.
You're so close to winning $1 million. Use your Camas Rewards card at Kalispell Casino in 2026 to earn entries into Northern Quest's guaranteed $1 million giveaway. All year long, use your Camas card playing the slots at Kalispell Casino or dining in Wetlands Restaurant. Then visit Northern Quest on New Year's Day to win life-changing money. Earn entries to Quest for $1 million all year long at Kalispell Casino, the best entertainment in Ponderay County, just 20 minutes north of Newport.
At Fred's Appliance, we get it. Some mornings run smoother with extra help, whether it be from your little helpers pitching in to unload the dishwasher or having the right appliance that makes everything feel effortless. We know that creating memories in the kitchen is where all the magic happens. And right now, Fred's Appliance is here to help. All Bosch appliances are on sale, and save up to $300 on select Bosch dishwashers. Come in today to take advantage of these savings. Fred's Appliance. We sell appliances, only appliances.
Ready to feel stronger, more confident, and energized? At Backyard Kettlebell, you'll learn safe, effective kettlebell training with beginner-friendly coaching in a supportive, non-judgmental environment. Whether you're just starting out or looking to change up your fitness routine, our sessions are designed to help you build real strength that fits your life. Discover how kettlebell training can work for you at your pace with expert guidance every step of the way. 319 Church Street in Sandpoint. Stronger starts here. Backyard Kettlebell.
The Selkirk Crest Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is holding their annual Big Game Banquet on Saturday, May 2nd at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. This is a social evening of fun and great food, and all for the benefit of elk country. You could win top-notch firearms, premium hunts, and more. Table packages are available now. Go to rmef.org for details. Buy tickets now and save big bucks. Don't miss the annual Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet Saturday, May 2nd at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. Go to rmef.org now.
The RV Expo Sale is back at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Seven RV dealers, including Tiny Homes, fighting for your business. On now through this Sunday. Shop a huge selection of new and used travel trailers, motorhomes, truck campers, toy haulers, tiny homes, and more. This is the biggest sale of the year. Free parking and free admission with manufacturers and banks on site. Huge factory rebates and special credit financing from national and local lenders. Learn more at RVExpoSale.com.
News Talk 97.1.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. I am so glad you're here today. We're covering a lot of important events going on in our community, and probably nothing bigger than what's going on in the city of Ponderay. Again, if you haven't had a chance to go out to the Field of Dreams, please do. In fact, so Friday nights they have adult soccer, of all things, out there. Every other night they have either practices going on or something going on with lacrosse, with soccer, just a gathering of people. And, you know, what a great magnet, you know, for people to go do family things. And people say, oh, this is so expensive to live here. Well, guess what? You can go out there and walk and play, kick a ball, all sorts of stuff there, and it doesn't cost anything, unless maybe you're a taxpayer in Ponderay, but that's a whole different way to measure things too. People have watched the Field of Dreams really go from, remember how bad the roads were out there when they tried to do soccer way back in the day, and the roads were horrible. There's no water at that point either, so it was kind of like you're on your own. And it just didn't quite work until this next incarnation of leadership came in and said, we either have to embrace it or walk away from it, frankly. And you embraced it, the city embraced it, and the city voters voted once, first of all, to get things really rolling out there. And then for some reason, second time it came around to keep things rolling, it came short, not by much, but fell short. And then the latest time now, it's a 1% tax. Lasts how long?
It lasts for 10 years, and it passed by about 75%+.
Which is huge, because the last time it passed was by one vote.
One vote.
One vote.
The first one,
you see, you know, you talk about your vote counting. Well, there's how your vote counts right there. And so that's what started it all. But what a way to kind of start and then stop for a second, right, and reevaluate. But now you're moving ahead. You've got some baseball, some softball, some ice, some stuff going on that way. What's next at the Field of Dreams?
You know, that's what we've been working on here most recently, just kind of coming up with the next game plan. And the two top items are going to be the ice and soccer base, or baseball and softball fields. So one of these days we'll see the fully enclosed ice rink out there, hopefully within maybe 3 or 4 years. I hate putting numbers on it, but, you know, we're hopeful and we're going to steer in that direction.
Right. And the pond that people see on the Kootenai Cutoff Road there, that's been nothing but a success, at least in my opinion, looking at it as a citizen here. Well, anytime I would drive by there, those cool lights, those string lights were on there. Thank you, Kaylee,
yep,
for
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Kaylee.
I saw the igloos pop up through. That's pretty cool, too. But I saw the same type of thing, families doing cool things. Getting behind the little skating support thing there so you don't fall over.
Yep.
Moms and dads and kids and all that kind of stuff. So will that stay there for a while you're talking about this other facility?
Absolutely. You know, that's a great location. We get lots of amazing exposure, and we've created something there. So we're going to see that there until the next ice rink is open at the Field of Dreams. And then one day in the long-term future, we'll probably see that outdoor rink right next to the enclosed rink out there at the Field of Dreams. So we'll have both of those out there.
Because you have the infrastructure already for the outdoor rink. That makes sense, I guess.
Exactly. And, yeah. So you're just kind of sharing the infrastructure and all.
Yeah. What a fun time to be on the city council and be the mayor of Ponderay. I mean, there's towns, cities, municipalities of all different sizes saying, oh my gosh, we can barely fix our roads. We can barely do this, 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 and this. And you're looking at the future of how do we make our lives better here. And what a great challenge and opportunity that really is. That must be fun for you.
It is. Ponderay is in a very unique situation with where we are at, with the business and commercial enterprise that we have in our community. And we are looking to the future to lay that solid foundation to set our city up correctly. And doing that, I just want to mention that with that local option tax, because it's always like you're going to build it, how are you going to maintain it and make sure that, you know, it's not going to dilapidate or whatnot in the future. So our city is committed to putting up to $1 million with all the interest earned for the next 10 years. We're going to see $2 million into an endowment fund out of that LOT. And then we've also committed $500,000 a year into roads and infrastructure. So we take that very seriously. We want to do it right. We don't want to build something that we can't maintain.
Right. Well, that's the businessman in you. And we all know that you're a business guy, too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just a great approach to do that, to have that money, the rainy day fund set aside that way, exactly, to get earning interest that way and yep, using the interest.
Exactly.
That's really, really good. So if you had to look 5 years, 10 years down the road, let's pretend for a second now that Field of Dreams is fairly well built out. So I envision baseball and softball fields. I can kind of see where that might be.
Yep.
I see, of course, the soccer fields, lacrosse fields, just doing great things. So why would that ever change, right?
Right.
And then you'll have this ice facility and who knows what. Is that what you're exploring right now to kind of see what makes sense to build out? Is that where you are?
That's exactly where we're at. And then, you know, our largest challenge is the infrastructure, water and sewer out there. That's the biggest challenge that our city is going to have out there. But, you know, we're going to continue forward and make the best decisions and step into the baseball, softball, maybe start just with a couple fields to get things going possibly. So, but we're going to be speaking to all the user groups in the area to figure out exactly what that need is.
Yeah. Well, help me with the math. So how much revenue does it bring in a month now? You've been running the second go around now for a few months.
At the end of the last local option tax, we were bringing in a little over $3 million a year.
Okay.
And it's looking like we're going to be hitting around $3 million a year or so currently. So that's roughly, you know, $30 million over the next 10 years. So it's not going to complete it. I'll tell you that. These things cost lots of money, but it's going to get us pretty far down the road.
You know, we're in the political season right now and people say, no taxes. We don't want taxes. I've got to tell you, if there's a better tax around, I don't know what it is, because you know what happens, and you both know this, it lands on the shoulders usually of the property owner. And so boom, 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 boom. So this doesn't. It does if you live in Ponderay and you shop at Yokes and all that kind of stuff. But it's so minuscule, it's 1%.
It is. It's 1% on all sales up to $1,000. So no large purchases actually feel that impact. And it's the fairest way to tax anything. I wish that we could do our entire city government off of this tax, to be honest.
Well, I think you sound like a politician, by the way, and for a good reason. No, that makes sense, Steve. It really does. That it definitely spreads it out. And again, the tax burden on property owners, no matter what you own, is cumbersome. It's hard. It really, truly is. And everything else is going up in the world right now. But I always thought, you know, here are people coming through our community, heading up to Schweitzer, heading up to do whatever, you know, all this kind of city beach or whatever else, and they're getting groceries, they're getting this, 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 staying at the hotels or whatever else. And that's an impact on our infrastructure for sure as taxpayers.
It is.
And so they're added cost to us. So why not find a way to tax those visitors? And again, I think this is very fair because people expect to pay a tax when they visit a town. You know, if I'm visiting somewhere like I do, you see the hotel bill and you think, oh, there's a tax, and that's part of what you're paying. And 1% for a truckload of groceries going to Schweitzer isn't going to make or break somebody's vacation. If you're, you know, they're not going to be looking at that.
Correct. It's just minuscule, and everybody chips in to help us have these great assets for our community.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. So this lasts, the 1% tax lasts for, is it 10 years?
10 years.
That was good. Yeah.
Yes, it's very good.
Yeah. So do you still hear blowback from people saying, oh my gosh?
I don't hear any blowback at all.
You know why? Because you're showing people what it's being used for.
Yeah.
One quick question for you. We're going to run out of time here, but I'm curious to know, I know you've done studies now on the little making the underpass underneath the railroad tracks there, because there is no legal way to go from Ponderay to the lake. So some of us, that'd be me, we walk across the tracks with our mountain bikes and all that, and there's kids that do that, so it's not safe that way. I look both ways, but kids don't. Where are we with that program?
So the designing engineering is pretty much close to being complete. We are putting in for another build grant here in the next several months. You're looking at about a $20 million project. And with the first LOT that came through, we were able to receive the $1.7 million grant, planning and engineering. Now going for this new build grant, a $20 million project, we're looking at that match fund. So that would have never happened if this LOT didn't get passed. So the community is the one who is going to be making this happen.
And moving forward that way too, again, you've got to explore all the possibilities. And being a leader like you are, you want people to be safe if they're going to enjoy your town.
Yes.
I want to thank you, Steve. Thanks, Kaylee. Thanks for stopping by today. We covered a little bit more, but if you ever are bored, come to a city council meeting. They cover all sorts of stuff all the time. And thanks for your time. We'll see you soon. All the best.